Chapter 15. And Yahweh spoke to Musa, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When you be come into the land of your inhabitations, which I give to you, and will make an offering by fire to Yahweh, a burnt offering, or a sacrifice in performing a vow, or in a freewill offering, or in your mawadim, to make a sweet savour to Yahweh of the herd or of the flock. Then shall he that offers his offering to Yahweh bring a grain offering of a tenth deal of flour, mingled with the fourth part of a hin of oil, and the fourth part of a hin of wine for a drink offering shall he prepare with the burnt offering or sacrifice for one lamb. Or for a ram you shall prepare for a grain offering 2 tenth deals of flour mingled with the third part of a hin of oil. And for a drink offering, you shall offer the third part of a hin of wine for a sweet savour to Yahweh. And when you prepare a bullock for a burnt offering, or for a sacrifice in performing a vow, or shalom offerings to Yahweh, then shall he bring with the bullock a grain offering of 3 tenth deals of flour mingled with half a hin of oil. And you shall bring for a drink offering 1/2 hin of wine, for an offering made by fire of a sweet savour to Yahweh. Thus shall it be done for one bullock, or for one ram, or for a lamb, or a kid, according to the number that you shall prepare, so shall you do to everyone according to their number. All that are born of the country shall do these things after this manner, in offering an offering made by fire of a sweet savour to Yahweh. And if a foreigner sojourn with you, or whosoever be among you in your generations, and will offer an offering made by fire of a sweet savour to Yahweh, as you do, so he shall do. One ordinance shall be both for you and of the congregation, and also for the foreigner that dwells with you. An ordinance forever in your generations, as you are, so shall the foreigner be before Yahweh. One Torah and one manner shall be for you and for the foreigner that dwells with you. And Yahweh spoke to Musa, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When you come into the land where I bring you, then it shall be that when you eat of the lechem of the land, you shall offer up a heave offering to Yahweh. You shall offer up a cake of the first of your dough for a heave offering, as you do the heave offering of the threshing floor, so shall you present it. Of the first of your dough, you shall give to Yahweh a contributory offering in your generations. And if you have erred and not observed all these commandments, which Yahweh has spoken to Musa, even all that Yahweh has commanded you by the hand of Musa, from the day that Yahweh commanded Musa, and henceforward among your generations, then it shall be, if anything be committed in ignorance, outside the knowledge of the congregation, that all the congregation shall offer one young bullock for a burnt offering, for a sweet savour to Yahweh, and his grain offering, and his drink offering, according to the manner, and one kid of the goats for a transgression offering. And the Kohen shall make atonement for all the congregation of the children of Israel, and it shall be forgiven them, for it is ignorance. And they shall bring their offering, a sacrifice made by fire to Yahweh, and their transgression offering before Yahweh for their ignorance. And it shall be forgiven all the congregation of the children of Israel, and the foreigner that dwells among them, seeing all the people were in ignorance. And if anyone transgresses through ignorance, then he shall bring a female goat of the first year for a transgression offering, and the Kohen shall make atonement for the soul that transgresses ignorantly, when he transgresses by ignorance before Yahweh to make atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him. You shall have one Torah for him that transgresses through ignorance, both for him that is born among the children of Israel and for the foreigner that lives among them. But the person that commits transgressions deliberately, whether he be born in the land or a foreigner, the same insults Yahweh, and that person must be cut off from among his people. because he has despised the word of Yahweh and has broken his commandment, that soul shall utterly be cut off. His iniquity shall be upon him. And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. And they that found him gathering sticks brought him to Musa and Aaron and to all the congregation, and they put him in a ward, because it was not declared what should be done to him. And Yahweh said to Musa, the man shall be surely put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones outside the camp. And all the congregation brought him outside the camp and stoned him with stones, and he died, as Yahweh commanded Musa. And Yahweh spoke to Musa, saying, speak to the sons of Israel and command them that they make tzitzits in the four corners of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a thread of blue. And it shall be to you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of Yahweh and do them, that you seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which you used to go a whoring, that you may remember and do all my commandments and be set apart to your power. I am Yahweh your power, which brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim to be your power. I am Yahweh your power. Please note, in matters of ignorance, when a particular person that belongs to the house of Israel transgresses, makes a sin that is without knowledge, even today he is supposed to bring equivalent value of a sacrifice of a goat to the Kohen in the gate. And the Kohen in the gate is the one to pronounce forgiveness upon him facing Yahweh's holy temple. And note,